I didn't think of all of it that way.
Or management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast or live internet simulcast today, August 11, 2007. And hello to those of you listening to an internet rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time or possibly Wednesday or Thursday this week. The link for that is on my site. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial and simulcast on an international internet station. To call into the program, call 866-909-9855 or send emails during the show to wellnessradio@amtherapies.com. And please, any problems with the internet links, give me a call. I only find out if you let me know. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapy shared here after consulting with your physician. Last Saturday, my guest was Ruby D. with her reminiscences. At that show's end, we discussed the herb ginkgo and the asana Ekaparta Sirsasana. If you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com. Click on the Seventh Wave link to hear the show. For appointments with me or for general information, call 610-660-7710. My guest today is Monique Chapman, intuitive and author of Getting Your M&Ms. M&Ms, yes. Men and Money, but it's something men can listen to as well. At the end of the program, we will discuss the herbs, ginger, which was somehow skipped, and ginseng, and more on pranayama or the breathing meditation Ujjayi if time permits. Now it's time for our wellness news. Cognitive impairment link found in older adults taking popular stomach acid medications. This comes out of Science Daily. Long-term use of histamine 2 receptor antagonists, H2A, one class of drugs that blocks stomach acid, may be associated with cognitive impairment in older African-American adults. According to an Indiana University School of Medicine and Reckonstrife Institute study published in the August issue of the Journal of the American Geriatrics Society, the risk for showing signs of cognitive impairment is 2.5 times greater for patients using these medications long term. These acid blockers, including ranitidine and famotidine, are among the most popular medications prescribed in the United States. More than 16 million prescriptions were dispensed in 2005, and several of these medications are also available over the counter. The drugs are sold under brand names such as Axid, Pepcid, Tagamet, and Zantac, and are used to treat ulcers, acid reflux, and other gastrointestinal disorders. They go on to say that the five-year observational study included 1,558 cognitively normal African Americans aged 65 and older. After controlling for other possible factors, nearly 18% of the H2A users studied exhibited signs of cognitive impairment. Quote, taking these medications continuously appears to put older African Americans at greater risk for the development of cognitive impairment, end quote, said Malaz Bostani, MD, MPH, Assistant Professor of Medicine at the IU School of Medicine and a Reckonstrife Research Scientist. Dr. Bostani is lead author of the study. Quote, we need to study this further to determine how acid blockers might be causing or creating this effect and if it occurs only in African Americans. Interesting. Okay, as I said earlier, my guest today is Dominique Chapman. Monique Chapman. I don't know where I got that from. Anyway, this is a very extensive bio, so I'm going to try to include as many things as I can. I love to have guests like her. She's been an intuitive since birth. Monique Chapman provides intuitive consultations, energy work, life coaching, and is the author of, as you know, Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book. Monique's passion is assisting others in rediscovering who they are and finding their life purpose. She coaches her clients through the metamorphosis of who they are meant to be. She's the executive producer and host of the radio program Walking in with Spirit. Monique is an adept in the physical sciences and specializes in Eastern, Western, Caribbean, and African methodologies. Additionally, she provides services as a Reiki master teacher, board-certified hypnotherapist, and minister. Monique holds a Ph.D. in metaphysics. That's easy for you to say. You know, Johnny loves it when I make those minor errors like that. I don't know what it is. Born under the intuitive sign of Cancer, Monique provides personal and business consultations worldwide and conducts seminars and workshops throughout the United States. Monique was a successful executive-level sales representative in the technology and services verticals for Fortune 500 companies across the United States for 20 years. Since 1980, she has lived a spiritual path that believes in taking responsibility for your own actions. Monique has appeared on numerous radio and TV programs. She was also a finalist for Bravo Network's Housebusters. Articles about Monique's work have appeared in the Contra Costa Times and Oakland Tribune, the San Mateo Times, and the Angus Newspaper Group. Good morning, Monique. How are you?
I am wonderful. Good morning.
You have told us, well, you told me when we chatted earlier, that you're experiencing beautiful weather there in the San Francisco, did you tell me?
Yeah, San Francisco Bay Area. Yeah, it's gorgeous. The weather this week has been between 65 and 75, which is about norm for us.
So, oh my word.
That's a little cool, you know. No humidity. And being a native New Yorker, I understand the issues that you're having right now.
Well, I'm glad we can get some of your empathy, because in Pennsylvania it's been in the 90s and humid.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, now, where are you from?
I am from a town outside of Albany, New York, called Gilderland. And it's truly, it still has township status. It's not even a city yet.
Oh, how
after
good.
All these years.
I'm originally from Westchester, New York, so I'm familiar with the area vaguely, but I'm not that familiar with that particular township. When did you realize, well, I know you, in your bio it talks about the age of 15, so I'm assuming somewhere at that point you realized you were you had intuitive skills, but what actually let you know that you had these skills?
Well, it started a little bit earlier than that. I remember very distinctly that my grandmother lived with us for a while, and my mother and my grandmother were cooking Thanksgiving dinner, actually, in the kitchen, and, of course, I'm toddling around. And I look over there in the corner, and I'm like, Mom, who's that? Nana, who's that? And they're like, what are you talking about? And I am pointing to the corner, and they didn't see anybody. Well, both my grandmother and mother were intuitive, and my grandmother says, oh, I hear them. And my mother's still looking at both of us like, uh-huh. And but then they both looked at each other and said, well, let's see what she can do. So they started putting me through various little exercises, little games, actually, but they were exercises, about the, tuning in and seeing exactly where I was. And they said, you know, child, you can see, you can hear, you can smell, and you just know things. And I'm like, uh-huh. And so it was fun around the house just playing these intuitive games, and we would know who was going to call or who was going to drive down the street, and it was great fun. And then I took that to kindergarten with me.
Oh, boy.
Big mistake.
Yes.
Okay. Two things happened in kindergarten. First, I went to an all-white school, which was quite interesting, and then I'm psychic on top of that in an all-white school. So don't use
well,
that.
That sounds like a good skill, actually.
Well, it was a good skill.
In those circumstances.
Kindergarten telling kids what's going to happen.
Oh, yes.
Like,
okay. That's nice. Your family was very supportive of all that.
Very supportive, but I shut it down because the outside world wasn't supportive. And then I brought it back late teens, early 20s, because it was something that most people found fascinating at that point in time. I was always very good at manifesting, and I would, you know, tell my girlfriends, I'm going to get that guy, I'm going to get this, or I'm going to get that. I mean, I'm 17 running around in a brand new Cadillac because I manifested it, you know.
A brand new what? I'm sorry.
Cadillac.
Oh, okay.
Car. Yeah, yes. Because, and that's a few years ago, you know.
A few, okay.
The early 70s, a couple of years ago. Okay. And that was kind of unheard of at that time. So people started coming to me to help them manifest what I had done for myself. And for me, it was just, you know, as simple as walking. Well, just do A, B, C, and D, and do this and do that, and it'll be there. And if people followed what I asked them to do, and, you know, they had to believe, because I told them that was a key component, was belief. And I said, if you believe and do this, it'll be there. And the people that followed it, voila, it was there. And other people, some of them are still struggling today.
Well, you know, I think that's very good for parents, especially what you were talking about, how your parents started playing games with you to test and, you know, determine to what extent you had these skills and abilities. Mm-hmm. A lot of times parents will be frightened, you know, and try to say, oh, no, you know, let's ignore that. But anyway, hold that thought, and we'll be right back after break. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Ballykinwood, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, and call for appointments, 610-660-7710. To hear us live on the internet, click the Seventh Wave Network link on my site. Any problems with the links, call the office. We'll be back with Monique Chapman about her book, Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money and More book.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Lai Therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. The answer to last week's alt-med trivia item was that the roots of blue cohosh are used medicinally. And today's alt-med trivia item for an initial consultation discount is what part of boneset, the boneset plant, is used medicinally. Call in at 866-909-9855. Again, today we're talking with Monique Chapman about her book, Getting Your M&Ms, the Men, Money, and More book. Of course, that's how I refer to it, because I want men to know that they can definitely get the book and that there's information in there for them as well. Is that okay, Monique?
That is absolutely fine. You know, I called it, you know, the Men and Money book, because at the time when I wrote the book, I really needed to do some healing with women. Mm-hmm. I always have had a lot of male friends and not too many female friends. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, you're out here, you're embracing the world. Let's do some healing, because if I don't heal me, how can I really work with others to heal themselves, right? We all mm-hmm. have something to work on. So Getting Your M&Ms was basically written so women could reclaim their power, but the information in it is for everybody.
Very good. Now, you mentioned that you brought a Cadillac into your lives, your life, which, of course, Johnny and I discussed briefly during the break. And I was curious to know what other things you manifested or brought into your life at that young age.
Oh, girl. Interesting. Okay. Well, another thing that I did, I helped my father at that that juncture. Uh-huh. He had a chain of dry cleaning stores in Albany, New York, called M&M Cleaners and Tailors.
Oh,
so
man.
That M&M kind of carries through life. And at the particular time, he was having a difficult time, you know, with dry cleaners, it's up, down, up, down, up, down. Mm-hmm. And he was in a slump period, and he did all he could to figure out how to bring it up, and nothing was working. And I said, Daddy, let's sit here and let's meditate on this. And although my mother and my grandmother were very much into this, my father was on the sidelines looking in, so
of
to
course.
Speak. Okay. So he was like, well, okay, baby, you know, because I was Daddy's girl. So, you know, he would say, okay. And he actually sat down and did what I asked him to do. And business started picking up, and then business, you know, started almost like running out the door. He had so much, he had to turn people away.
Oh,
and he was like ever so grateful. And then from then on, that's when Dad became a true believer.
Well, see, I thought you were going to say something like you manifested A's and B's in mathematics and science.
You know, I should have been smart. I should have been smart enough to do that. Now, I graduated.
I'm teasing.
No, but I didn't. I graduated from Gilderland High School, and at the time, it was ranked number 2 in the state, so it was a pretty tough curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And I had mostly B's, a couple of C's. And I remember math. I numbers and me just don't get along. and I didn't use my skills for math. You know, I just sat there like a regular kid, you know, saying, God, please get me through this.
Just give me a Cadillac. You know, you had your priorities set.
Get me out of school.
Well, now, in your book, you give us a lot of information. It's amazing. The book is small, but it's chock full of a lot of information. And you talk about yourself and everything. You want to share with us how you decided to dedicate your life, or what inspired you to dedicate your life to, the spiritual work, if you will?
Yeah, it was interesting. I was working in corporate America, working for, you know, Fortune 500 companies, and my friends used to take bets whenever I got a new job on how long I'd keep it, because if I didn't like it, I'd quit it, but within 2 days, I'd have another job.
Oh, man.
Okay, and I worked for some pretty big-name companies to walk in and say, nah, I don't think so, and get another job. And I was working at all these different companies, making huge amounts of money, traveling 85-90% of the time, and I'm raising family at the time. I mean, I managed broken bones from way across the country, got a kid through the flu, and I'm a mom at heart, so that was hard.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I just said I had enough, and I came home from a business trip, and I told my husband, I said, I quit. Mm-hmm. And after he got up off the floor, he said, what do you mean? Because, I mean, the money was good, girl. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, I quit. I said, I can't do this anymore. And he goes, well, what are you going to do? And I said, just give me 30 days, and I'll have it. And in that 30 days, I did a lot of introspection, a lot of meditation, a lot of asking for guidance. And at that point, I said, God, rely on your gift. And that's when I started Healing Visions, the Healing Visions Ministry, which is basically me, because it's all me, going out there and doing healing and readings, if you will, and energy work with people to help them manipulate the energy that's around them, to change the energy that's around them, to help them create what they want in their lives. Mm-hmm. I started full-time in 2007. In my first year, my business just took off like a rocket, spread word of mouth, and to me, that was validation that this was the right path. And today, you know, things are going just fine, and my husband's so happy that I quit the job, because now I can be home to do all the things that he expects me to do, plus work. You know, when you work from home, because I have an office out of my home, mm-hmm. when you work from home, people feel that you have time to do the laundry and watch TV and all these other things. And I'm like, no, I literally have an office. And I said, when I close that door, I'm at work.
Yeah.
Now, when I step out of that office and go into the other part of the house,
okay.
I can be home. But when I'm in that office, I'm at work. Because that's the only way that, you know, ka-ching, ka-ching is going to happen, and we support the family.
Well, now, the law of attraction, when did that become a part of your life? It seems like on some level it always was, but, you know, when did it formally become something you actively participated in or worked at?
I think that started when I was about 16, and didn't call it the law of attraction.
Sure.
Called it the law of getting what I wanted. And at that point, I knew that if I would focus, well, first of all, if I had some clarity around what I wanted, I was always pretty clear. I was always told by everybody who ever knew me that if Monique wants something, she goes to get it, because I knew what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the desire and the clarity, and I truly believed that I could create what I wanted. And I was brought up in an atmosphere of giving gratitude for everything that crossed your path, whether you perceive it to be good or not so good, okay? And from that point, I would set my intention out there. It's like, okay, way back when I was intending, didn't even correlate intending from back then to now, but I was intending to have what I wanted. And I meditated. I would sit and meditate. And sometimes I would meditate, 15 minutes and whatever I wanted showed up. And sometimes I'd have to meditate 15 to 30 minutes for a month or two for whatever I wanted to show up. But as long as I held the belief that it was coming, it would pop into existence. It would be right there.
Yeah, and I would imagine also sometimes it was a matter of just thinking it, you know, thinking it and seeing it. And
yeah, and sometimes it would be thinking it and it would come in so quick it'd be almost frightening,
right. Mm-hmm.
You know. So, and I'd like to caution people, be very careful what you think about, okay?
Yes.
Be very careful. You know, in 1994, this wonderful husband that I have now, we had he had bought me a car previously, and we had a fight one morning about something, and he took my car keys. He goes, I'm not going to let you go to work. And I'm like, And so I went down to the bus stop, got on the bus, went to the car dealership, came home with a $30,000 car. And when I was signing the loan papers,
oh, yes. Okay. You share this in the book. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. When I was signing the loan papers, I told, you know, just off the cuff, not thinking anything, because I'm really nervous about how am I going to go home and explain this car, right? And I told the guy, I intend to keep this car forever. And he's like, okay. So I get the car home, call my husband, tell him we have a new car. He started speaking to me about 2 weeks after that. But I wanted to trade the car back in. Well, three times I tried to trade the car. And money was okay. Credit was okay. Deal just didn't come together. I'm like, okay. So 2004, I said, okay, enough. I want a new car. This car is 10 years old. I want a new car. Went out and tried to trade it. Didn't work. So I went and bought a new car. And then I gave my old car to my brother-in-law because he was in the market. And I said, well, if you want to save a couple of pennies, it should last you a few more years. And he said, great, I'll take it. My brother-in-law is at my house 6 nights a week. So every time I look out my kitchen window, what do I see? Okay.
Oh, boy.
So the cars come back in the family, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But, you know, be careful what you intend because it truly does come to be.
You said you wanted it forever, and you had.
Even off the cuff. Even off the cuff. And way back when I was dating, you know, I wanted a guy who was psychic and... because we could share, you know, experiences and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted all these things in a guy, and I made a list of 150 qualities that I wanted in a guy and to bring him in. And I did the list, and a guy showed up, and he was psychic. I mean, he was so psychic, almost scared me. And he had all the other qualities that I wanted, even those physical attributes. However, he was into smoking cigarettes and doing drugs. And I wasn't. Now, I don't knock anybody who does that because everybody can do their own thing. But it just wasn't my life's path. So I had to release him, revisit my list, and make sure that it had, you know, like drug-free, smoke-free on it. And did it, and then that's when my husband showed up.
Wonderful. Well, now, was writing always a part of your life, or did that...
No,
involve?
I hate writing, girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's your benefit because she made the book very concise.
You know, I made it concise for a couple of reasons. Number one, I don't like writing. But everybody said, you have to have this book. Seriously, the book is concise because, you know, today in our drive-through society, which I would like to change, but everybody wants something in a hurry, you don't have time to read a volume, you know, this huge volume.
Yes.
And most women, because I geared this toward women, want something they can slip in their purse, pull out, take a look at, in between picking up the kids, standing in line for, you know, the groceries, whatever.
Yes.
You know, so I made it short, sweet, but with information that does work so that people could implement the exercises, if you will, because you do have to do some work in this book. I did it so people could implement the exercises, get maximum benefit in a short period of time.
And they present it so in such a clear way. I don't want to say it's easy, but it's easy to understand what it is you have to do. And you put it in such a way that I don't think it would take too much for people to actually get started.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I geared it toward, and this is going to sound a bit strange, but I geared it toward anyone from 12 up.
Okay.
Because young
yes.
girls, you know, especially young African American girls who read, we want to find so much information, and we want it now, and sometimes we don't want to take time to digest because it might be too difficult, you know, people reading, you know, writing books that are for, you know, graduate level.
So I think, though, that you've tapped into something that's pretty universal in that sense. So, you know, many young ladies will find that, that something that attracts them to the book.
Yeah. And then they also, you know, get to learn how to utilize spiritual tools, mm-hmm. and I didn't say religious, I did say spiritual tools,
sure.
to create their own man and their own money, not someone else's man or living off some guy's money. This is about empowering women to have their own, to come into our own.
And even the prayers that you include in the book or the affirmations you tell people, you know, make revisions as you need to that make it more appropriate for your religion or your religious beliefs, and I think that's
exactly.
helpful also. So anybody of any faith can certainly benefit from the book. Now, any particular reason why you focused on men and money and not men, money, career, you know, sort of
mm-hmm.
like that?
Well, you know, in my years of working with people, especially women, the two major concerns were, am I going to get my man, and when am I going to get my money? And I'm like, okay, we can help you with that. So that's why that focus. Now, my next book that's due out in February is going to be more encompassing, and it is going to include, you know, everybody, and it's going to be the second book in the M&M series, Manifesting Magnificence. And then
she likes those M's.
Yeah,
Manifesting
Magnificence.
Yeah,
you know?
Keep it up. Don't change something that works.
Well, it was, you know, actually brought to me by my father, the M&M cleaners. He would always put a mirror up to our face, literally, when we were children, and, you know, have us look in the mirror and, you know, talk about who we were and have us look at what we didn't necessarily want to see. My sister's first name starts with an M. The cleaner's name was an M. So, you know, I figured we just might, well, just carry this through.
Well, now, were your parents' names beginning with M's also?
No, my father was Anthony.
That would have been too much.
Anthony George, but my mother was Lily Marie, so
had
an M in there.
Well, let's give some information, contact information. You want to share your web address, web addresses, and any phone or email information you would like
to. Sure. I have two websites. You can check me out at either Monique. Chapman.com. That's all one word, MoniqueChap, as in Peter, MAN.com. Or you can contact me at healing-visions.com. So that's healing with that little dash mark, and then vision plural.com. If you don't put the dash mark, you get a drug clinic in Florida. So if you need those services, it's a good drug clinic. But healing-visions.com. I can be reached toll-free at 888-240-6057. And my email, one of the many, would be monique@healing-visions.com. Or you can just email me from either one of the websites, and it'll, all of them come into right one little Outlook box. I get tons a day.
Now, is there any particular focus that you want people who go to one website or the other to expect to find? Or because I like both of the sites, and they have two different feels, but I wondered from your perspective you wanted to go to which one.
Well, I started Healing Visions Ministry because I was, you know, saying, okay, what do I want to do? I want to help people heal, and I can see, and I want to help people heal their visions, their dreams.
Oh, okay. Hold that thought.
Okay.
You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This portion of the program highlights mangosteen, that wonderful immune system builder. Mangosteen contains xanthones, an incredibly potent antioxidant with many health benefits, ranging from maintaining healthy immune system protection to promoting joint flexibility. There's a link on my site, www.amtherapies.com. We'll be back with Monique Chapman about her book, Getting Your M&Ms, the Men, Money, and More book. Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Next week, August 25, 2007, my guest will be Dr. Tubla, an expert on mangosteen. You'll be able to ask him information about comparing products and what the benefits are from a medical perspective. At that show's end, we will discuss the herb golden seal and normal breathing lying down will be the asana. Now we're talking with Monique Chapman about her book, Getting Your M&Ms, The Men, Money, and More book. Yes, Monique, did you want to finish up with what we were talking?
Yeah, sure.
Because we have two listeners, so when we wrap that up, we'll go on to them.
Okay. The Healing Visions was really my baby, the first one that I created, and that's for general public. Monique Chapman, general public, but I'm building it more for a media site. You know, as I got out there a little bit more, people said, well, you need a media site.
Okay. Very good.
So yes, but I wanted it to still convey the same soft message.
It does. They're both beautiful, and we're going to talk a little bit more about them if we have time later on after we talk about the book. But we've got two callers. First is Lewis in New York. Good morning, Lewis. You have a question for our guest, Monique?
Yes. Ms. Chapman, with your great sensitivity and intuition, do you happen to, do you feel anything coming through for... gentleman Lewis here in New York City.
Okay, and what way, Lewis?
With regard to my physical condition.
Okay, Lewis, when I'm looking at you physically, first of all, I'm seeing a great healing coming. Okay, you've been through many challenges, and I'm getting a little bit of shakiness. So I don't know what that. Attributed to, but I am seeing that it's going to be extremely important for you to utilize some herbs if you're not working with an herbologist or even a Chinese herbologist to stabilize yourself. Healing is on the way for you, but I want you to tweak your mindset about it, okay? Because it looks like you've been given a diagnosis, and that's fine, but let's let go of that word and change it so that you can think wholeness and health every time that you even think the word Lewis, okay? It's
yes.
Imperative for you to shift your energies to get out of that diagnosis and to think health. I want you to literally see your body encased in the color gold and that gold going in and healing each and every cell right down to the nucleus of the cell and extracting from that cell anything that is not beneficial for a healthy, normal self. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
Well, very wonderful. Good.
Thank you, Lewis, for calling.
Well, thank you.
And thank you.
Okay, you have a good morning. Now, we had also Laura on the line from California, but we lost the connection. So please, Laura, if you get a chance, call back. Is that her? Okay, yes, yeah, she called back. Let me give it a second for him to connect.
Okay.
Hello, Laura?
Oh, money.
Hello, Laura?
Yeah.
Yes, hi. I thought we lost you. Good morning.
Good
you
morning.
Have a you have a question for Monique?
Yes. I am beginning my spiritual path, and I was wondering if you had any intuitive message for me.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, first of all, congratulations on beginning
yes.
your spiritual path, okay?
Thank you.
And what I am told is for you to step out and embrace everything, however, only keep what truly resonates with you. There are many different aspects of spirituality being brought forth in the world now, and all of them good, but not all of them to fit with you. When I'm looking at you, Laura, I see that you are showing me bright orange and bright green. Orange is your ability to heal others. And green is, the shade of green that's around you is a bright spring green, and that's telling me that you have a newness around this. So it's telling me that right now is the time for you, if you're open, to experience anything with hands-on healing, and also you're great with talking with people, with consulting with people. Your intuition is extremely strong. Trust it. Don't second-guess it. Just go with it, because your intuition right now is about 78%, correct? So
yes.
Just go with it. And that's a whole lot better than 50-50. You know, people want the 100%. There's no 100% out here.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about that, okay? Just keep moving forward. But you're going to be extremely powerful, and that power is coming in now. And the number that comes to me is 16, and I'm going to go with 16 months from now, a whole different position from where you're at right now. Now, be prepared for when it's your time to leave your mundane job and come over to doing something on the spiritual side, because that's definitely coming for you.
What?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much.
Thanks
You're
for calling,
welcome.
Laura.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, now, in your book, I want to get to that now. In your book, it's divided into five sections. You have the spinning wheel of life, the review of the 8 proven concepts to manifesting, the manifesting men, manifesting money, happily ever after is now. Now, within those different divisions, you have the law of attraction, Monique's story, raising your vibration, the idea of spinning wheel of life, spokes of the spinning wheel of life, climbing up your 8 steps on the ladder of attainment, living in the positive and productive now. And then in section 2, I just want to quickly give them an overview. You have desire, clarity, belief, gratitude, intention, focus, action, allowing, and then, of course, in the manifesting men, stop looking and start attracting, internet dating, you even talk about that. Okay, you want to sort of start going through these sections and pick some of the different chapters within those sections that you'd like to highlight?
Okay. You know, my favorite part and part that truly helps people is really section 2, if I could spend a little bit of time there.
Okay.
And in section 2, I talk about the 8 proven concepts of manifestation. And the first concept is desire. It's important to desire something. What is it that you truly, truly want? Because if you don't have any clue as to what you want, then you can't create anything. So many times I work with people, well, what is it that you want? I don't know. And as soon as you say, I don't know, you're pushing whatever further away from you. It's important to get into the flow of manifestation, and it's definitely a flow. Just like, you know, someone would say, oh, so-and-so has had bad luck forever. Well, they're in the flow of that energy, of that type of luck. We can switch this with our thoughts very quickly, very simply, okay? So the first step would really to have the desire. And then after you know that you want something different than what you're experiencing right now, to have some clarity around what it is that you want, okay? If you want the new car, what kind of car do you want? What color do you want? What amenities do you want within the car?
Because if you don't ask for air conditioning, you...
you might not get it, okay? Or if you just say, I want a new car, and, you know, a 1962 Chevy pickup shows up with, you know, a broken engine, well, there's a new car to you, okay? But it might not be what you had intended on bringing in.
Not that there's anything wrong with a pickup.
Not at all. Not at all. But it has to be what it is that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the same thing, you know, around a relationship, because, you know, everybody's, oh, I need that relationship right now. Well, have clarity about what it is that you want in a relationship. Because if you're looking for the relationship to complete you, you're looking wrongly. Okay? The relationship is about what both of you bring to the table. It's not about them, the other person covering up for your deficits. And we all have deficits. Okay. So if you create that list of 150 qualities that you want in relationship, what happens is the universe says, okay, I can get behind this person and support them with that. And then your vibration level raises, and you send out these energy signals, if you will, to other energies that resonate with what it is that you say you want. So if you're a woman and you're attracting these guys who are needy because they don't have a job and they can't seem to get off their butts and find one, and you want to change that, change your list.
Mm.
And then you'll notice that they don't come to you. And men, if you're attracting these women who want you to support them and they don't want to contribute to the relationship, change your list. And the trick about the list is you create the list. And it should take you a good month to create it. Anything less than that, you're really kidding yourself. Because you're really talking about somebody to spend the rest of your life with. You create the list, and then you read the list every night before you go to bed, or each morning before you get up, or a combination of both. Because what you have on your mind when you first get up and when you lay your head down at night, that goes into the subconscious. The subconscious doesn't know the difference between fact and fiction, and the subconscious will get to work on what's on its mind. You know, the old folks used to say, well, I'll sleep on it, and have the answer in the morning. That's because they were giving it up to the subconscious.
Okay, well, hold that thought. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This portion of the program highlights Nature Sunshine, who offers an extensive line of high-quality nutritional supplements. Whether you're looking for a multiple vitamin, a boost to your immune system, weight loss support, or an herbal combination specific to your health concerns, they can help. Get on the road to a healthier, happier life with Nature's Sunshine. There's a link on my site, www.amtherapies.com. We will be back with Monique Chapman about her book, Getting Your M&Ms, the Men, Money, and More book.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-494-2132. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-494-2132. That's 1-800-494-2132.
Talking with Monique Chapman about her book, Getting Your M&Ms, the Men, Money, and More book. Okay, it's so funny. I'm listening so intently to what you're saying. I totally almost wasn't prepared for my break. You want to go on with that or go on to belief?
Yeah, I'll go on to belief. It's important that you have 100% complete belief in what it is that you want. If you have any doubt whatsoever, that stops the manifestation process. Okay, now other people don't have to believe in your dream. It's about you believing in your dream. So it's going to be important for you to have belief. I just read Russell Simmons' book recently, Do You. And, you know, one of the main threads throughout his book is, first of all, be yourself, but second of all, believe in your dream, even if someone else doesn't. And if you share the dream and people kind of poo-poo it, don't share it anymore with them, but you keep going. And then have gratitude. Be grateful for everything that happens in your life, okay? Even that you perceive as not so bad. You know, Johnny dumped me when I was young. Thank goodness, because Johnny's been a drug addict, and, you know, that would have been a real interesting life. You know, so be grateful for everything that happens. And each morning, or each night, or each moment that you can think of it, give gratitude for everything that's in your life. Because as you bless everything and give that gratitude and get the lesson, it doesn't have to come back and revisit you.
Okay, hold that thought. We have a caller, H.J. in Atlanta. Good morning, H.J. Hello?
Morning.
Yes, hi. You have a question? Well, you need to speak up. I can hardly hear you. Hello?
Okay, yes. My question is... Hello?
Yes, okay.
My question is very similar to the earlier caller.
Lewis?
Yes, in reference to health somewhat. Okay. And my concern is, I too have been working with looking at using some supplemental dietary to make my health better. However, I've been doing it now for over a year, going on 2 years, and trying to see the prosperity in my health getting better.
Okay, Monique, you have some feedback for him?
Okay, did you say that you did see it getting better, or you didn't, because you're kind of, you're low?
I feel that it is getting better, but I have been working with some nutrients and ingredients and products to supplement my meal for something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and when I look at you, I'm seeing that you're right on path. Again, don't be a victim of this drive through society where everybody says, oh, it has to happen instantaneously, because mm-hmm. even allopathic medicine doesn't happen instantaneously, okay? For what you're doing, I would like for you to do, if you haven't considered this, I would like for you to consider a cleanse, okay, and a cleanse once every 6 months just to move everything out so you can make room for new and improved to come in. But I do see that you're right on your path. I'd love to see your energy level come up a little bit, and you don't have to take anything for that. To bring your energy level up, all you have to do is stand in the shower and imagine that there is yellow water, if you will, coming out of the shower, and you'll be amazed at how refreshed and how energized you will be once you step out.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, HJ, for calling.
Yes, absolutely.
And you have a good day.
Okay,
I just want to make sure you keep in the back of your mind, Monique, that I'm going to ask you for your words of wisdom at the end of the program. I hope we can get through all eight of your concepts before then.
Okay. Well, the next one is huge, and it's thank you. And, you know, so often, gratitude is one thing, but then saying thank you. And thank you lists to the universe. And again, thanking for everything that comes into your path, because there's a reason why. You don't have to sit and analyze every slight detail, but truly, you know, be grateful and give thanks for everything that's coming in. The next step is to set your intention, because if you don't intend, if you don't know what you want, and you don't put the intention out there, the universe doesn't know how to send that energy to you, okay? Setting your intention is extremely important, as I shared in the story earlier, that if you set the intention, you are actually putting a concentrated focus on a desired outcome. And as you do that, again, the universal energy gets right behind it, and it'll send it to your doorstep. However, sometimes when we set the intention, we want to have it come in a certain way, and that's not appropriate, because setting the intention is putting it out there and then letting universe, God, goddess, whomever you believe in, let that the request come to you in the way that they feel is appropriate for it to come to you. Now, after you set your intention, it's important to focus. And what I mean by focus, don't think about it 24/7 and tell everybody so that people are running away from you when they see you coming, but it's important to meditate on it. You know, sit quietly 15 minutes, 10 minutes, even 5 minutes, and think positively about what it is that you want. Now, all of us are familiar with negative prayer, and to me, negative prayer is a worry. There's not a person listening who hasn't worried in their life or will worry today, because it's something that we have been, unfortunately, isn't ingrained in us to do. So when you catch yourself worrying, stop that. And then switch it to a focus on the positive.
Okay, now I'm going to have to switch to a focus of positive right now because we have to stop. I'm going to have to ask you, people, you're going to have to go get the book to get the rest of that information, and it's chock full of a lot of strategies for you. But right now I need for you, Monique, to share with us your final words of wisdom for our listeners.
Okay, final words. I think that everything happens right here in the now, okay? Don't worry about the past. It's already happened. You can learn from it and embrace it. And everything that happened in the past is good, whether you perceive it or not. But live in the now.
Excellent.
So many times we project into the future. And I tell people what's going to happen in the future. But if you live too much in the future, you're really not creating a good future. If you want a wonderful future, live presently in the now. Make the most of right now today, and tomorrow will be absolutely marvelous.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
You're
and
welcome.
I look forward to talking with you again.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our herb of the day, herbs of the day. We've got ginger, the part used medicinally, are the rhizomes and roots. Some of the phytochemicals are alpha-pinene, beta-carotene, and camphor. Nutrients include amino acids, calcium, and essential fatty acids. According to Balk and Balk, fights inflammation and cleanses the colon, can cause stomach distress if taken in large quantities. With ginseng, the part used medicinally are the roots. Phytochemicals include beta-cystosterol, cinnamic acid, some of the nutrients, calcium, choline, fiber, and folate. Strengthens the adrenal and reproductive glands. Siberian ginseng belongs to a different botanical family than American and Korean ginseng, but its properties are similar and all are commonly referred to as ginseng. And for our yoga asana, we're going to wrap up pranayama. Sitting straight for pranayama requires practice. The body should rise upward. The legs should be comfortable so that they do not disturb the sitting position. The stages given should be practical in their appropriate order to master the different techniques. Exhale completely before beginning any of the techniques. One cycle consists of one inhalation and one exhalation. If a cycle becomes disturbed, it should be completed and followed by two or three normal breaths. The reason for the mistake should be analyzed before starting again. You have been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard at WWDB 860 AM and simulcast on the Internet. Next weekend, August 25, 2007, my guest will be Dr. Tutla, an expert on mangosteen. At the show's end, we'll discuss the golden seal and normal breathing, lying down. Listen to the program live on the Internet. If you have interest in advertising on the program, there's a link for that on my site. Send emails, resumes, inquiries, and recordings to consult at amtherapies.com. Don't forget Mangosteen and Nature Sunshine products available on my website. And don't forget Nemacolin Woodlands Resort. Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Be well.